find another way to refer to those animals, like as a proper way, maybe around ladies or in the church or something like that, where you use different terms that you know of?
Well,
where it would be improper to use maybe, you know, bull or stud or something like that.
Around this part of the country, I don't think it would be objectionable.
Okay.
You know, everybody's is so close to it that...
Okay. yeah, that's what I've found so far. Do you use the term bronco at all?
Oh, yeah.
What does that refer to?
You know, that's a... that's a an untrained horse, or, you know, okay. In today's world, in the rodeo world, they breed horses to buck, and they are definitely known as broncos.
Okay.
And that's, but you know, just like our, we've raised a lot of colts down through the years, mm-hmm. and our son has. He's trained all of them, and I don't refer to him as breaking them. He trains them, because we've never had one that bucked, because he's so quiet and easy with them, and you can't rush them. They've got to understand what you're trying to do.
Wow.
And the old Wild West movies, where you get on them and with spurs that have got a shank that long and a big rowel, and get on there and make them buck, you know, and that's that's not something that needs to be done. I'm pretty proud of our son. He's pretty good hand with starting horses.
Good. Do you have any animals around here that sort of look like horses but aren't?
Well, we have mules.
Okay.
Sid just sold his mule today to a fellow from Bennett, Colorado.
All right.
Yeah, they're the mother of a mule is a mare, and the sire is a Jack Burrow.
Okay.
Yeah, and then. I guess you know that the opposite of that, a female burro that's bred to a stallion, then you get a Jeanette. Is that right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, a hinny, excuse me.
Okay.
A hinny. A Jeanette is a female burro.
Okay.
A hinny is the reverse of the thing. And they are quite often a little more refined looking. They have more of the characteristics of the horse.
Burros are more refined than mules, you mean?
The hinnies are more refined than mules.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are burros and mules pretty much the same thing then, or?
Mules are sterile. They can't reproduce.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Do you talk about donkeys around here at all?
Oh, yeah.
Is that something you got?
Oh, yeah. You know, as far as I'm concerned, donkeys and burros are the same animal. It's just... I think burro is a Spanish term, and so we call them both around here.
Which of these would be called a jackass now?
that is a male burro or mule or a jackass is the male of the donkey or burro.
Okay. Do you use the term she-ass then for the female?
Huh?
A she-ass? Is that something you would say or hear?
Well, I guess I've heard old cowboys call them that, yeah.
And I guess that would be the female burro then.
Yeah, right,
Okay. Do you have a term for the a string of horses? Do you have a name for that you can think of?
For a string of horses, like a... Well, the one thing that comes to mind is a ramada.
Mm-hmm.
A herd or a string of horses.
Okay, you could just say that. Okay.
Yeah.
What's the opposite of rich?
Opposite of what?
Rich.
Rich? You mean like poor?
Yeah. Is there a term for poor cattle around here?
That
you can